That day it was Yuletide, and it struck me that Ned Land badly missed celebrating Christmas, that genuine family holiday where Protestants are such zealots. I hadn't seen Captain Nemo for over a week when, on the morning of the 27th, he entered the main lounge, as usual, acting as if he'd been gone for just 5 minutes. I was busy tracing the Nautilus's course on the world map. The captain approached, placed a finger over a position on the chart, and pronounced just one word, Vanikoro. This name was magic. It was the name of those islets where vessels under the Count de la Pérouse had miscarried. I straightened suddenly. "The Nautilus is bringing us to Vanikoro?" I asked. "Yes, Professor," the captain replied. "And I'll be able to visit those famous islands where the compass and the astrolabe came to grief?" "If you like, Professor." "When will we reach Vanikoro?" "We already have, Professor." Followed by Captain Nemo, I climbed onto the platform, and from there my eyes eagerly scanned the horizon. In the northeast there emerged two volcanic islands of an equal size, surrounded by a coral reef whose circuit measured 40 miles. We were facing the island of Vanikoro proper, to which Captain Dumont d'Urville had given the name Island of the Search. We lay right in front of the little harbor of Vana, located in latitude 16 degrees 4 minutes south and longitude 164 degrees 32 minutes east. Its shores seemed covered with greenery from its beaches to its summits inland, crowned by Mount Kapogo, which is 476 fathoms high.